we take a couple steps back and talk about what mapping is as a term and as a field, just to establish some groundwork?
That's a great question.
And then I was confused over the difference between mapping and tracing as he defined it.
I think they're pretty close in meaning, like tracing is sort of more of a verb.
Yeah, but so how did he differentiate in the end between GPS and tracing?
Well, GPS, I think he was, in a way, it was more, it puts him under the locative mapping. It's
mm-hmm.
There's something much more definite about it.
Yeah.
Whereas sort of like the tracing method is trying to sort of invoke something about the essence of these people.
It's more
processual. Yeah.
It was not really clear how she defined this tracing. At one point she was, I felt that she was making different because she was saying that tracing didn't have a purpose as such,
uh-huh.
rather than mapping like GPS and stuff, had always like a kind of intrinsic meaning or intrinsic like objective in the end. She was always also saying that it was making me think about calligraphy kind of, because she was saying that tracing is not only then the map, but
mm-hmm.
also the way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That could be, I don't know, the gesture of doing it, or the way you get involved in doing this mapping somehow.
Or I think also the intentions behind, because she makes the distinction between the Davinci guy's way of doing it versus the situationist, which you're doing it sort of randomly, but with the sort of behind intent of finding something surprising or abnormal within an everyday life sort of atmosphere,
yeah.
versus the autistic people who completely embody something hidden within the everyday. It's not about finding something spectacular or extraordinary.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that this tracing is anything really, special in that way. I mean, there's been other things that have been done, like mental maps and all those kind of things that we're not looking for. The extraordinary is just daily and common life and
mm-hmm.
trying to feel how people live space and go through space and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess sort of, I mean, using mapping or tracing in any sort of sociological or anthropological process has always sort of been, sort of a minefield in a way, just because there's, technically speaking, there's almost an unlimited amount of way, or like things that you could consider like being traced, or gestures, significations, like movements, and how you are supposed to represent that with a line, you know, and sort of this like social mapping entanglement that is like created out of it. And, you know, it's sort of, you know, an illimitable process in a way, in terms of, you know, in terms of what you could think about tracing or being part of that social field or field of meaning that you're trying to be like a signifier of some ontological presence or deeper meaning that you can't really touch, but at the same time evokes. And it's a very sort of abstract process, but at the same time it's sometimes its great downfall is the person who's actually doing the tracing is imbuing too much of their own meaning into it. It's sort of an anthropomorphism in a big way, and that's sometimes a big downfall of a lot of it, is that people are, you know, attaching meaning to something, and then they consider it a common ground between those and people they're tracing. But for a person, the people out there, it's like they're not necessarily part of this common field that you feel that you've invoked in some strange way,
mm-hmm.
especially autistic kids.
Yeah, definitely in the case of autistic kids. But would you say that, I mean, with, for example, with the situationist, would you find that their attempts?
No, I find that much more interesting. You know what I mean? In a way, and also just in terms of, they sort of have a stronger basis in terms of recognizing that tracing is almost a creative process.
Yeah.
And it's fleeting,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, it's a subjective process too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, my encounters with this has been mainly in terms of using it as anthropological evidence,
right.
And which is a much more sort of rational, logical-based practice of tracing,
mm-hmm.
which is still interesting and can be done well and sort of evoke, you know, a lot of meaning out of whatever subject you're paying attention to, but it's still fraught with danger. It's really hard to be, you know, use it as sort of like a solid, you know, academic grounding in terms of, you know, trying to believe. It's just such an abstract and subjective process to me still.
Right.
You know, any sort of mapping or tracing in general.
But would you find that it not have then grounds enough to be used in a sort of, in a more practical sense, for example, in urban planning? I'm just thinking actually of your project, of the project that you proposed for Sitorn.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot involved in there in terms of a sort of like subjective mapping of sorts or ethnographic study of the people and,
yeah,
and the way that they move through the city. So I can imagine it relates in a lot of ways. So how would you, I mean, how can we define these sort of very daily life subjective processes within a sort of a larger dialogue about what needs to be done with Sichuan and the urban plan of the city, for example?
Yeah, you could integrate also subjective perspective on the cities into urban planning. I mean, you don't always have like a full account of, I know what everybody thinks, or you can even choose like a few people and trying to see how they do and how they practice it and things like that. So that for sure,
yes,
I mean, could be integrated.
And I think that's a much more practical sort of application, you know what I mean? You're,
yeah,
you're limiting yourself to sort of like the actual movement of the people, and like their locomotion is becomes a central concept. I guess what I'm talking about more is like when people are trying to sort of imbue sort of the deeper ontological meaning, you
right,
know, through gesture, or by like a language of movement with like autistic kids,
right,
which I think is interesting at the same time. But I consider that more aesthetic,
yeah,
than sort of rational,
right,
you know, or logical. Not it's rational still, but rather than logical.
Well, this whole conclusion kind of proves that, like this whole idea that, you know, they're following magnetic kind of waves,
yeah,
on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's awesome.